News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
We're going to have a look at some of the stories that you may not yet have heard and get some analysis on some of those that you had through the good offices of David McRedmond, the CEO of On Post. And your presence is apt this morning, David, because half of the stories relate to On Post, starting with Amazon warning customers that they're going to be hit by new parcel charges on goods from the UK. Now, you told me at some point on this program about the percentage of goods, of packages and letters coming through the state that you're responsible for. It's something to the order of 80 or 90%, isn't it?
Well, we're, Post is responsible for delivering 40% of what comes from outside the EU. This €3 charge is an EU charge, and it's designed to stop so many goods coming in, cheap goods from China. The problem with it is that actually most of those goods come in bulk. So it's a €3 charge per item. It's called the small parcels charge. So, but they come in bulk into Amsterdam or wherever, and they're then shipped from there. So 95% of what we deliver comes from within the EU. So they won't get the charges. The real impact will be on goods coming from the UK, because the UK are from Britain being outside of the EU, and particularly from smaller companies. You know, big companies tend to manage it. We can manage it. The Amazons, etc., they can manage it. But it's the smaller companies who don't have the systems or whatever. So we're expecting a degree of friction, a little
bit
of
chaos. And does that then get passed to you? Because as the processor, is it up to you then to send that note that says, we have a package, you have to pay the custom charge before we can send it?
If they haven't. So most of the time, if consumers are buying from Amazon or Boohoo or wherever, they'll pay the charge up front. If they don't, that's our job then to have to collect it. Now, we think there'll be somewhere in the region of 30,000 parcels a week that could be hit by that.
30,000 parcels a week?
Yeah. And but look, we deliver 3 million parcels, 2 to 3 million parcels a week. So it sounds a huge number, but within the scheme of things. But it's still there could be a degree of disruption, of chaos. And we just hope, you know, we wrote to the EU with the other postal organisations in Europe. We said, why don't you delay it for 6 months so you work out the unintended consequences? No argument with the intended consequences, because they're the politicians. We live in a democracy. If that's what they want to do, that's fine. But it will hit a lot of smaller companies. And so, but look, we'll do our best to work our way through it. I note that Amazon's are very clear in saying it's not their charge. Well, I should say it's not our charge either, Amazon. But look, we'll all work our way through it.
And of course, we still have the weird loophole that is the Northern Ireland agreement, where if you get it delivered to a parcel motel or anything similar, an Oopot or one of those across the border, it is up to you to go and get it if you want.
You're not supposed to tell people things like that.
I take it back.
Show.
My apologies. Now, I said that there were a lot of stories relating to On Post. The other one that relates and is in the papers today is the GPO redevelopment proposals. If I remember rightly, I think you didn't. The Dublin task force that you were part of, was fundamental to these proposals. This is a suggestion that we would pour millions and millions and millions into the redevelopment of the GPO to make it what?
Well, the quote in the release is to make it a cultural centre, government offices and space for retail, which sounds a bit like what it is at the moment. So I think there'll be, as soon as it goes to a public consultation, the Office of Public Works, I met them earlier this week, they're going to be leading out in this with the Taoiseach's department. And I think it's an opportunity for a fantastic national debate around what do we want to celebrate? What do we want our main street to be? And it's the main street of Ireland. It's not just Dublin. And the GPO is our most iconic building. I mean, I've argued for years that it should be a museum of the Irish nation, a bit like the African American Museum in the Mall in Washington, D.C., or Yad Vashem in Jerusalem. These extraordinary places where big diasporas go to visit. And, you know, we've 80 million people in the Irish diaspora, and to have a kind of spiritual home to go and see something like a museum of the Irish nation would be fantastic. But that's just one idea.
Was there a suggestion that it might also be the home to RTE, a la what they did in the UK?
Absolutely, it could be. You could make it the home to RTE radio and maybe have a new studio there. Big television programs are now usually made in studios outside of towns because they're large flat areas. But yeah, that could be a use. And, you know, if you think of when you're in New York and you're going down Fifth Avenue and you see NBC and you see CBS and you see, and it's, there's something very effective. There's something very democratic and transparent about being able to see into a studio and to see what's going on.
Let us move to some of the stories that don't relate to On Post. And the one that is across all media today is the reporting in respect of the conviction of Jeffrey Donaldson and what happens next. One of the things that happens next, according to the general consensus of all the analysts, is a long prison sentence. But also that's likely to be him out of the Orange Order. It's likely to be him having his knighthood possibly withdrawn as well.
Yes, and look, it's obviously a really tragic case for the victims. Very, very sad. And I mean, it reminds all of us to, you know, I think we all are suspicious of people who preach morality. And so it's a desperate case. I know that Sam McBride, who was one of the journalists who broke it, he tweeted, he said that there are legal reasons why we cannot report some of the evidence, but even if that wasn't so, we wouldn't be reporting it for editorial reasons. It's simply too graphic and too obscene. So that's a, and what has been reported is awful. So, a long sentence. And
it also shows, I mean, the legacy and the impact on the victims, that even 30 years on from the incidents actually occurring, that they still cause such harm and leave such damage.
Trauma doesn't leave you, you know, and so it is absolutely shocking, this. And to think that of the positions that Jeffrey Donaldson held, it's doubly shocking. I think, you know, if there is one thing, it shows that the courts work, you know, that nobody is above the law. And, you know, we often give off about legal systems and our legal system here and courts and judges. But I think this really shows that, you know, a proper functioning legal system, nobody evades that, but extraordinary bravery by the two victims to prosecute.
Lastly, let us go somewhere from, I was going to say more upbeat, definitely weird. Donald Trump, just when you think he's peaked, he has now developed a fascination with the number 22.
I'm really worried about this because I've just remembered that I was looking, two of my passwords have the number 22 in it.
Oh, of all of the things you're not meant to say on radio, David, that is the absolute top. Change them immediately.
So he keeps saying things like the US military destroyed 22 Iranian ships. 22 Nobel Prize economists were wrong about the economy. He said, Washington, D.C. is 22 fountains, although that she's 18. U.S. pilots took an attack in Iran, told him we were practicing for 22 years.
He met with 22 medical specialists in Walter Reed.
Said lots of killing going on in Chicago, 22 people shot.
He said that to get to Asia takes 22 hours of flying.
And reference a swimming pool he constructed 22 years ago. And always looking for an angle. Some conspiracy theorists say it's about the 22nd Amendment, which is the amendment to the Constitution that prevents the president running for a third term. Others are pointing to cognitive decline. I think it's just, you know, if you need a number to reach for, have one.
David, thank you. Dave McGredman, Chief Executive of On Post.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.